Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by L. Hansen Motors, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department, and by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. Time is running out, and options are narrowing in Judge Brill's courtroom. Judge Brill has just delivered a stark warning to both sides in the high-stakes case of the People versus Joseph William Pierce. This isn't just another trial. It's a race against a rapidly approaching non-negotiable deadline. With a three-day jury trial now locked in for September 29th, 2026, the real pressure point is August 10th. That's the absolute cutoff for everything. Plea deals, critical motions, even notices of alibi or insanity. Miss that date, and the court's message is clear. No more negotiations, only pleas to all charges. Defense attorney Andrew Lockhart is still weighing an independent evaluation for Mr. Pierce, while Chief Assistant Prosecutor David Wallace confirms his witnesses are ready, anticipating a mountain of evidence. But regardless of their strategies, the judge has made it abundantly clear this calendar is non-negotiable. From jury instructions to marking exhibits, every detail must be buttoned up weeks before trial. This isn't just about justice. It's about precision, with every missed deadline translating into lost opportunities. The message from the bench? Get your house in order, because come August 10th, the door to flexibility slams shut. In a courtroom twist, Sarah Ann Murray has entered a no-contest plea to felony assault on a DHS worker, sidestepping a jury trial and a potential civil liability nightmare. Murray's legal team confirmed the move was a strategic play to avoid admissions that could haunt her in future civil proceedings. The deal, struck with prosecutors, means a false imprisonment charge has been dropped, but the stakes remain high. Murray faces up to 2 years in prison and a $1,000 fine, plus potential restitution. The court has accepted the Bad Axe Police Department's incident report as the factual basis for the plea. All eyes now turn to May 18, 2026, when Murray is scheduled for sentencing. A pre-sentence investigation is underway, and the clock is ticking for both sides to submit their arguments before the judge hands down a decision that could significantly impact Murray's future. And from the courthouse, a dramatic turn in the case of Stephen Scott Mihalik. What started as a routine pretrial hearing for aggravated stalking spiraled into a high-stakes showdown, leaving Mihalik facing a staggering $500,000 cash surety bond. Mihalik, appearing via Zoom from the Tuscola County Jail, found himself in hot water after failing to show for a critical March 2nd hearing. That no-show triggered a bench warrant and even new criminal charges for absconding, including allegations of removing his bondsman's electronic monitoring device. Defense attorneys sought clarity on his bond, but the court swiftly cut through the confusion. Judge declared Mihalik in contempt, revoking his previous bond entirely. The new price for his freedom, a hefty $500,000 cash surety. A plea to backdate his time without bail was firmly denied, underscoring the immediate and severe consequences of his actions. Mihalik's legal team now faces a March 24th trial date, with the stakes significantly raised after this week's courtroom drama. When we come back after this L. Hansen Motors sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Are you tired of shopping for cars online, and when you get there, you find out there's dock fees and finance fees too? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with L. Hansen Motors. We never charge dock fees or finance fees. The price you see is the real deal, and we're always open to reasonable negotiation. This week, we have a couple gas savers ready to take home so you can save in the lot and at the pump. The first is a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth remote start, a backup camera, and WeatherTech floor mats. It only has 78,000 miles and you can drive it home for just $12,580. The other is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 32 miles per gallon. It has Bluetooth, backup camera, cloth seats, and it has 123,000 miles for asking $99.80. If you need more space, we have a 2021 Chevy Blazer LT Redline. It's all-wheel drive and loaded with options. A 360-degree backup camera, dual power seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, power liftgate, and much more. Come take it for a test drive to see for yourself. With 54,000 miles, you can drive it home for just $22,980. And last up for this week, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive, and it's a great third-row SUV with a ton of safety features and a 3.6 V6 engine. With 93,000 miles, we're asking $23,480.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, Stars and Stripes editorial independence questioned. The Pentagon has implemented tighter controls over Stars and Stripes, the longstanding independent military newspaper. Following criticisms from some officials regarding its content, the move has sparked a debate within the Department of Defense about the importance of an independent press for service members stationed abroad. Advocates for the publication argue that its editorial independence is vital for morale and transparency. Conversely, proponents of the new oversight claim it is necessary to ensure the publication aligns with current departmental standards and avoids divisive cultural topics. In other national news, Supreme Court weighs war powers seating. Legal scholars are closely watching the potential challenge of how Congress has ceded war powers to the executive branch. This comes after Senator Cory Booker and other lawmakers criticized both parties for allowing the presidency to exercise unilateral military authority in recent months. The debate centers on the war powers resolution and whether modern conflicts require a faster executive response or a more deliberate legislative consensus. The outcome of this discourse could fundamentally shift the balance of the power regarding future U.S. military engagements. And in our international news, Netanyahu coffee video sparks deepfake debate. A video featuring Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has come under intense scrutiny, with social media users and AI tools like Grok labeling it a deep fake. The video, intended to reassure the public of his whereabouts, has instead fueled rumors about his health and location. The Israeli government has not yet issued a formal comment on the video's authenticity. The controversy underscores the growing difficulty of verifying information in a digital landscape saturated with sophisticated AI-generated content. In other international news, China considers role in Middle East de-escalation. A spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in the U.S. stated that China is willing to strengthen communication with relevant parties to help de-escalate the Strait of Hormuz crisis. While Beijing has not committed warships, it emphasized the responsibility of all nations to ensure stable energy supplies. President Trump suggested he may delay a planned visit to China to keep pressure on Beijing regarding the blockade. Analysts believe China's response will be pivotal given its significant economic interest in Middle Eastern oil. When we come back after the Stosin Collision sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the Thumb for your auto body collision and paintwork. Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paintwork, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the Thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. Or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and we have one obituary to report at this time. David Dave A. Hacker of Elkton, age 89, passed away peacefully on Thursday, March 12th. Dave was born on February 9th, 1937, in Bad Axe. He met J.K. Anderson at a roller rink, and a year later, the couple would marry on September 9th, 1959. She survives him. David is survived by his wife of over 66 years, Janet Hacker. Children Larry, Denise, Jeff, Don, and Chris. 14 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren. A celebration of life for Dave will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, March 21st, 2026 at Harvest Church. In Bad Axe, the family will be present to share food and memories at the church's fellowship hall following the service. Memorials may be made to Harvest Church. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by L. Hansen Motors, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department, and by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe.